Then central cooperative banks. After the primary cooperative credit societies or other credit societies or commercial banks, there is another institution which is a central cooperative bank. The central cooperative bank is, they are also widespread in the country. Around 370 districts, there are central district central cooperative banks. Okay, the loan amount of 56,650 crore is distributed so far to the farmers by this central cooperative banks. The main task of the central cooperative bank is to lead the primary agricultural credit societies in the villages. They supply the finance to them so as to distribute to the small and marginal farmers. Then central cooperative bank's function is as an intermediary between the state cooperative banks and the primary agricultural credit society. Okay, they are supporting their functions. Now the state cooperative banks. These banks are the apex bank in respective state. Okay, and they serve the link between the NABARD, from whom they are getting the funds, from which it borrows and lend it to the other cooperative central banks, that is district central cooperative bank and the primary societies in the villages. So look, the cooperative, central cooperative banks. Apex is a state cooperative bank. They take the finance from the NABARD, they give it to the central cooperative bank, that is district central cooperative banks, and also to the primary societies, primary cooperative credit society, that is PACS, and also the other cooperative societies in the villages, so as to make the loan available to the farmers. The main objective of the state cooperative banks consists of, one, to work as an apex bank for the state level, okay? Then to guide and supervise the functioning of the district central cooperative bank. Each district, there is a one bank which basically work in the villages, okay? And the primary cooperative banks, primary cooperative agriculture societies, so as to develop the mutual relationship among them, okay? Then, to communicate between the other cooperative societies and the district cooperative central banks is also one of the function of the state cooperative bank. The state cooperative bank also carry the whole responsibility of the banking business in cooperative sector and to make the maximum extension of the credit to the rural section. Having understood the state cooperative bank, its relation to the district central cooperative bank, cooperative societies, primary cooperative credit agencies, now we will look into some of the government agencies or government banks or government credit societies, government sponsored some schemes, okay? So the government credit is indirect credit, generally it is indirect credit, okay? The government credit, it is tend to be governed more by the political than the economic consideration, and it is very rigid to take into account of the requirement of the individual security, which is rather than in according to the production program. It tends to become security rather than the production oriented. They are looking only security. What security you are giving it to the government? According to that, the loan will be granted. They will not see whether it is used for the productive purpose or non-productive purpose. Repayment of the loan is also another issue. The repayment of loan is generally left to the good behavior of the borrower. Hence, there is a poor recovery. Various government schemes, there is always poor recovery. And ultimately, because of the lot of turmoil, finally, government has to declare that it has to be written off. Okay. In recent years, more emphasis is placed on the government financing in agriculture indirectly rather than the cooperation of the many of the following directions. In order to enable the cooperative societies to stand on their own feet, the government may purchase their shares. Okay. The government will provide the guarantee to the relatively weak and apex cooperative banks, and the government may incur the expenses on reining of the personal or cooperative societies. That way, government is not working on the direct financing to the agriculture or direct financing to the farmers. Another institution is a land development bank. As the name indicates, the development of the land for which loan requirement will be there for the by the farmers, that will be granted by this land development bank. This is generally development of land means it is non-productive that way, indirectly. So the long-term credit, this needs to be agriculture sectors are made by the, maybe it is for the purpose of leveling the land or maybe making it plain or making it cultivable land, like that these purposes of development of the land. The long-term credit which needs the agriculture sectors are made by the land development banks, which provides the long-term credit against the mortgage of that land. What is the security? Security is the mortgage of the land, and the need to start with the banks arose because why the mortgage loan or the land development gives the loan is for the purpose of the land development particularly. The primary cooperative societies cannot provide the long-term funds to the farmers as they themselves draw their resources from the central cooperative banks or state cooperative banks for the short and the medium period loan. Okay. The provision of the loan for the longer period against the security of the land requires the expert assistant for the valuation of that land, title deed search, search report, and so many other things, okay, which primary cooperative society do not possess. That is why this land development bank came into the existence, which happens to be having the all the experts sitting over there. The loan which is provided by these banks are at fairly low rate of interest and they have to be repaid in easily maybe around 15 to 25 years of longer durations, because they have taken the land itself as a security and it is mortgaged in favor of them. Okay. Then loan which is granted by this land development bank is for the various long-term purposes. What are these long-term purposes? One, repayment of the old loan for the cultivation if they are taken. Why cultivators I am referring to? Because cultivation of the crop requires the longer period to generate the fruits or generate the income. That is why cultivators. Then purchasing of the new land, also the loan is provided by the land development bank. Then digging well, then construction of the bore well, then repairing of the well which is already existing so as to recoup the water sources. So these are the purposes of the loan, where immediately you cannot count how much profit you have generated after sowing the seeds or maybe the crop. Okay, that is why this is called as a indirect loan, because it is not directly used for the productive purpose, but indirectly it helps for the productive purposes. Okay, so the cooperatives has the direct encouragement from the government and its supports of the NABARD is always there for this land development bank, and it had made its spectacular progresses. Now, another breed of the bank, very recently in last 5 years time it has come and Reserve Bank of India has granted the license to them, is small finance bank. It's a small finance bank. There are 10 small finance banks in our country. Namely, you can see AU Small Finance Bank or Capital Small Finance Bank or Fincare Small Finance Bank, Equitas, ESFS, then Surodhay Small Finance Bank, Ujjivan Small Finance Bank, Utkarsh Small Finance Bank, Northeastern Jana Small Finance Bank. These are some of the banks which are very recently come up and set up in our country. These are the private sector banks. These are very small in nature. They have separate guidelines issued by the Reserve Bank of India. According to the central bank, the objective of setting up the small finance bank is to further financial inclusion in rural areas through the provision of the saving vehicles. That means getting money deposited into that banks and then lending it. Okay, that is the saving vehicle. And then marginal farmers, micro and small finance industries, other unorganized sectors, entities through the high technology and low cost operation is the peculiarity of the small finance bank. The government owned rural development banks are providing the refinance to the small finance bank. Government owned rural development banks are providing the refinance to the small finance banks to the extent of 80% of their lending to the farmers, eligible farmers, for the short-term loans which are outstanding in their books of the bank as on the date of application. National Bank for Agriculture Development, Agriculture and Rural Development, which is popularly called as NABARD, has decided to open the refinance tab for the small finance bank. So NABARD is giving the refinance to the small finance bank to augment their resources for providing the short-term credit to the farmers. Small business units and the micro enterprises are also covered under this. So these short-term loans which are disbursed are generally repayable within 12 months of the time from the date of its disbursement. The interest rate and the risk premium which is refinanced will be decided by the NABARD, and according to their instruction, these small finance bank has to determine their risk perception and lending to unwound lending to the farmers or the borrowers. Second breed, as I said, is agri non-banking finance companies or agri NBFCs. This is the new breed of non-banking financial companies or non-banking financial corporations. This is as an agriculture marketing and the warehousing companies look at, they expand their business. Number of them are seeking to provide the financial services to the farmers and the farm related activities. Many of them who are existing there, many of whom they are their existing clients. The NBFCs has not only ensured the easier access to the financing at the attractive of the competitive commercial terms for the seeds, fertilizers, to the farming equipment, then machinery, and they are also used to the load to the institutional banks as erstwhile primary lender of the farmers. Okay, the second revolution is bringing fast and affordable credit to those who are traditionally found to be, who have traditionally closed their doors for granting the loans to the farmers, and the category which is borrowers who are new to the credit. Generally, those who are new to the credit, they are shying away. Banks are shying away for granting the loans to them. But these agri NBFCs, they are picking up those kind of clients for whom the banks have closed their doors for granting the loan. This agri NBFC extends the credit facilities by using the crop as their collateral security. And against that collateral security, they are granting the loan. These NBFCs always have an upper hand over the banks due to their ability to sanction and disburse the loan quickly and efficiently, whereas banks take its longer time. The hassle-free process which is implemented by these NBFCs with a minimum paperwork, because they are techno-savvy. Okay, So with a minimum paperwork, give these firms a definite edge over the banks and lead to the customer satisfaction. It has got the robust process as well as the risk management mechanism, use of latest technology, and taking the current market rates as on the basis of the disbursement has further added to the popularity of this agri NBFC, as relatively which is cheaper and more convenient to avail the loan from the such institution. It is definitely anticipated that NBFCs are focused, and the specialized nature of their business and the agri NBFC could create a niche for themselves in lending to the entire value chain of the agriculture sector. Okay, and the success stories of the existing entities will attract more firms and the investors to invest in this growing segment. The success of the agri NBFCs can also be gauged from the diminishing farmers' reliance on money lenders, which eventually led to the farmer getting the caught into the web of the debt. Okay, debt-ridden farmers. However, these firms are forced to offer higher priced loan in comparison with the banks. In addition to that, their borrowing from the banks do not qualify for the priority sector lending. Okay, whatever the NBFCs they are granting, they are granting the crop loan or maybe farm loan, they are not considered by the government so far that it is a priority sector lending. Whereas the similar purpose, if it is granted by the other commercial banks, cooperative banks, it is considered as a priority sector lending as per the Reserve Bank of India norms. Okay. Therefore, these NBFCs also considered not eligible for seeking the protection under the Credit Guarantee Fund, that is CGF, okay, Credit Guarantee Fund, which is set up under the Small Farmers Agribusiness Consortium, that is SFAC, to provide the comfort to the lenders reaching out to the Farmer Producer Organization, that is FPO. This calls for the policy reform to enable the agricultural NBFC to access the low cost of the capital to extend the farm credit at competitive rates. Having understood the structure of the non-institutional and the institutional lender, now we will focus a little bit on the schemes which are formulated for the agriculture finance. Okay. Now let us start one by one to understand what are those schemes, and in little bit in details, each and every scheme we will try to understand. First one, general purpose agricultural term loan. Farmers will definitely require this kind of loan. So the eligibility for granting this kind of loan is consist of good track record of the repayment of the past 2 years of the farmers, and there is no default occurred in repayment of earlier loan. Then, farmer who maintains the deposit with the bank or the institution is given the priority. Third, the good borrower of the other bank, provided they liquidate their borrowing with the other bank, that they can be considered as the eligible borrower. Farmers who have not availed any loan from any bank also can be considered as an eligible for granting the general purpose agricultural term loan. Purpose for granting this loan is nothing but it is utilization. Its utilization of the loan should be 50% of the amount for the purpose, which including for the consumption purpose and the purchase of the land. Okay, consumption purpose and purchase of the land. Amount will be vary. This amount of loan generally limited to 5 times of annual farm income which includes the income from the allied activities also, or 50% of the value of the land, which is offered as a collateral security to the bank, whichever is less, and it is subject to maximum of rupees 10 lakhs that can be granted. Rate of interest, definitely it is linked to the base rate of individual banks, particularly commercial banks, but or PSUs, public sector undertaking banks, or nationalized banks. For others, the normal rate, which is stipulated depending upon the cost of funds. Okay, now when the collateral we have stipulated, then what is the security? What is the security is to be given for general purpose agricultural credit is offered. Hypothecation of the crop or assets which are created out of the loan which is granted by this, out of these funds. Okay, or there may be movable assets also, such as milk animal, pump set, tractor, or maybe a trawler or any farm machinery. These are the movable assets that can also be hypothecated in addition to the crop, which is also hypothecated, and that can be taken as a security, or farmers can offer that kind of security. The loan will be secured by the equitable mortgage if it is on the higher side, and this is of the properties worth with double the amount of the loan amount of the term deposit receipts. LIC policies, the adequate surrender value, then national savings certificate of the completed lock-in period, etc., that can be obtained as a security. Repayment, definitely, since it is a non-productive purpose, the repayment will be ranging between 7 years to 10 years from the date of granting, and with some initial moratorium also will be given. Then another type of loan is the loan for homestead farming. What is this homestead farming? The scheme is for financing the farmers for practicing the mixed cropping pattern, who are undertaking the mixed cropping pattern or intercropping along with the allied activities, to enable them to undertake the cultivation of the various crops in one season or in one land or one farm. That is a homestead. For that purpose, when the loan is granted, it is called as a homestead farming. Amount, definitely, since it is a crop cultivation, okay, the farmers who owns the cultivated lands and which is below 1 acre can be given as a scale of finance to the extent of rupees 40,000 per acre. And who owns the more than 1 acre, the 1 acre of the land, then they will be given 37,500 per acre. This is general criteria. And 37,500 more than 1 acre, and less than 1 acre, it is 40,000 per acre. That is the general criteria which is considered for granting the homestead farming. The homestead farming rate of interest is definitely, it is relating to the base rate of individual banks plus spread, maybe up from 1 to 2.5% below the base rate. And the repayment schedule, generally this facility is sanctioned as agricultural cash credit facilities under KCC, that is Kisan Cash Credit or Kisan Credit Card. Okay, under this facility, which is a running account facility, and once it is issued for 3 years, there should not be any problem. Loan for estate purchase. Estate means what? Estate means it is required for the cultivation of the coffee, tea, or maybe sometimes maybe banana, or like that, you know. So these estates are required, and the cultivation means it is a longer duration crop. Once it is cultivated, it requires at least 3 to 5 years so as to reap the fruits or generate the profit. So the estate should be either yielding the stage with the crop in its prime yielding stage, or capable of being developed to viable unit. The yield of the farm or crop or the net income of the estate should be sufficient to liquidate the proposed loan and interest which is accrued for the period of 7 to 10 years. The proposed estate should be free of any encumbrances, and the entire property should be offered as a security to the loan. Purpose, as again, to encourage to those who prefer to settle down their agriculture and are on lookout for the good and viable estate for purchase and also improve their production in agriculture is the purpose. Amount to the extent of 75% of the interest registered value of the estate or 50% of the market value of the estate, whichever is low. Rate of interest as per the policy of the individual banks that can be charged. Repayment, as I said earlier also, 7 to 10 years, depending upon the production or the cash generation. It may be quarterly, half yearly or yearly installment, depending upon the harvest of the crop of that loan, and that shall be repaid within the maximum period of 7 to 10 years. I referred some time back that KCC, that is Kisan Credit Card Scheme. This is a scheme, it is a composite scheme which is offered by the government and implemented through the public sector banks. And this gives the farmers a very good opportunity to borrow it from the public sector banks. This Kisan Credit Card Scheme is introduced somewhere in 1998 and has emerged as an innovative credit delivery mechanism so as to meet the production credit which is required by the farmers in timely and a hassle-free manner. Okay, the operational guidelines of the KCCs were issued by the NABARD to the cooperative banks, regional rural banks, and by RBI to the commercial banks somewhere in 2012, around 10 years back. They are the improvement in their guidelines over the earlier KCC scheme. So this is nothing but it is a paper card or passbook to the plastic card. Okay, the KCC in the form of ATM enabled debit card. Okay, that kind of card is they are issuing. Wider delivery channel. Operation through the branch, check facilities, BCs, ATM, or maybe debit card or point of sales, maybe mobile handset, etc. This card can be operated. That is Kisan Credit Card Scheme. More clarity in assessing the credit needs, inclusion of the post-harvest or household consumption needs up to 10%, and maintenance expenses are up to 20% can be utilized. Amount can be utilized out of these credit card schemes. Cost of escalation to built into the assessing the limit, the notional hike of 10% for fixing the credit limit for second year onward. So every year the limit will be enhanced depending upon the amount repaid. More activities are covered under the term loan. The emphasis on the financing of the joint liability groups. One-time documentation at the first time for the first time, and thereafter simply declaration from the second year onward. Moving towards accessing the online land record and creation of the charge on the land is also proposed. Now, who is eligible for availing the Kisan Credit Card facilities? This is offered to, and who is eligible? This is an offer to, and the farmers, which are agriculturists, and who are in need of the short-term production requirement. ATM facility and the personal accident insurance scheme for the life up to Rs. 50,000 and the permanent disability, if it all occurs, Rs. 25,000 is available on request. Purpose of granting this KCC facility is to provide the hassle-free short-term credit to the farmers on the basis of their landholding and also purchase of the inputs and even draw to cash from the ATM to meet their production need, that is cultivation, or maybe expenses including allied activities, or maybe sometimes to certain extent consumption purpose also this KCC or Kisan Credit Card can be used. amount. Since it is a credit card, there is a limit fixed by the bank who issues that Kisan credit card. This limit is to be fixed on the basis of operational holding of the scale of finance with the consumption component to the extent of 15%, that is maximum of rupees 10,000 for the production credit. Okay. So if amount of 100 is fixed, 15% will be reserved for the purpose of consumption and 85% will be utilized for the production purpose of this credit. Okay, you can utilize that limit. The scale of finance to the farmer who owns the cultivation below 1 acre will be, the rate is of 40,000, and beyond 1 acre, as I stated earlier also, 37,500 per acre, the loan can be availed through this KCC route. Rate of interest, definitely it is linked to the base rate of individual banks with a spread of less than 2.5% to 1.5%. Repayment, it's normally the Kisan credit card is issued for 36 months. This is subject to annual review of the total annual credit, and that should not exceed the annual debit. Okay. Annual limit is also fixed. Card is issued for 3 years. KCC card is issued for 3 years, that is for 36 months. But every year, annually, the utilization and the review is taken place while enhancing for the next year. And after 3 years, again, it will be renewed. Repayment schedule and everything is fixed, or it is not fixed, but as and when they can, customer or maybe farmer can repay the loan which is availed under the Kisan Credit Card scheme. Thank you very much.